This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back to Game On. You're with Jax until 7pm tonight. It's great to have your company. We're talking sport, we're talking inclusion, and we're celebrating one of the true legends of Australian sport, a trailblazer on and off the cricket field, a five-time World Cup winner, former national captain, and now officially an inductee into the Australian Cricket Hall of Fame. She's also been a powerful voice for inclusion, equality, and LGBTQIA+ visibility in sport. We're thrilled to welcome to Joy 94.9, Alex Blackwell. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Congratulations. You are the 68th member of the Australian Cricket Hall of Fame and the 14th woman. How did it feel hearing the news, and what does this honour mean to you personally?
Yeah, look, I've been quite overwhelmed with the honour. It wasn't something I was expecting. And to be alongside some of my heroes, like Belinda Clark, Don Bradman, it's quite unbelievable for me. And it does sort of feel like my sport's giving me this big embrace in this moment, which is very important to me, because over time I've spoken up about cricket becoming more and more inclusive for all minority groups, and I'm pleased to say just how far cricket has come in that regard. And in this moment, being a woman inducted into the Hall of Fame, yeah, it just makes me feel like a genuine part of this sport.
So you're listed alongside icons of the game you mentioned there. So you yourself have played 251 international matches for Australia, 12 tests, 144 one-day internationals, 95 T20 internationals, and captain Australia in 33 matches across all three formats, which is phenomenal. So when you look back at that kid picking up a bat, did you ever imagine that kind of legacy? Did you see cricket as your future?
Oh, I loved it so much, as I did love many sports, particularly soccer as well. No, I don't think I looked that far ahead to think, wow, I would play for Australia one game, let alone for 15 years. To also play alongside my twin sister Kate in the Australian team was, just such a dream. And yeah, look, I think once we learnt that there was an Australian women's cricket team, and that was when we were in year six, I think then we started to realise, oh, okay, there is a pathway to represent your country as a female. We used to idolise the War Brothers, and we didn't really know women's cricket existed. So, yeah, I think that was a real turning point. Our cricket team in year six learnt about Belinda Clark, and from that moment onwards, we sort of knew, okay, this is something we'd really like to do.
Yeah, and it's fantastic that Belinda's now got a statue outside the SCG, the world's first statue of a female cricketer.
Yeah, and it was at that statue that Belinda Clark presented my Australian Cricket Hall of Fame recognition. So, very special moment. Belinda is an absolute legend of Australian sport. And to receive that honour from her in front of her statue was really, really special.
Now, you also became one of the first full-time professional female cricketers in Australia, transforming the game from semi-professional to elite. So how significant was that? Because you were pursuing a career in medicine at the time.
Yeah, I did go into a medical degree after school and loved that. I was at UNSW in Sydney, and then partway through that I got selected for the Australian team. So it was very difficult to sort of balance both of those pursuits, and I did end up deciding to go with cricket as far as I possibly could and left the medical path. And I'm pleased to say I had a 10-year career on top of that with the Australian team. So yeah, it was a difficult choice, but I think I was able to play for long enough to experience full-time professional cricket and to see just how far I could go, how good I could be when I had all of that opportunity. My hero, like Belinda Clark, she really didn't experience professional cricket, but she still is one of the best we've ever seen. So, to have that privilege to play professional cricket, it was great that I was able to take that on, and I took that opportunity very seriously because many of my heroes and the women who've gone before me never got that opportunity.
Yes, and it's thanks to you and your advocacy work combining your leadership, which resulted in the 2017 Memorandum of Understanding negotiations that led to significant financial improvements for female players. And today, as a result, that work has continued. So now the female cricketers are the best paid female team athletes in the country.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't that wonderful? Women's cricket is such a great opportunity for young girls to get into and not just to play. And yes, the Australian players can earn a lot of money now, whether that's playing for Australia or also playing for the various professional leagues around the world. But there's also opportunities to stay in the game as women in coaching roles or umpiring or in administration. It's just great to see sport being open to all. And that's something that I've been a real passionate advocate for, that it's not just gender equality, but the inclusion of all people under the LGBTQI plus banner, and in particular, trans and gender diverse people, because sport being so binary is it can be a difficult place for all people to feel included.
We're speaking with Alex Blackwell. Alex has been inducted into the Australian Cricket Hall of Fame, 68th member and the 14th woman. We're talking about Alex's career, incredible career spanning more than a decade, and also being a powerful voice for inclusion, equality and the LGBTQ+ visibility in sport. Touching on what you just said there, Alex, you have been a vocal supporter of the inclusion of transgender cricketers at all levels, and you're involved in developing Cricket Australia's groundbreaking trans and gender diverse inclusion policy in 2019. Can you tell us more about that and the ethos of what went into those guidelines and what the outcome has been?
I've been an advocate for a long time within cricket to firstly feel completely included myself as a gay athlete, and then to extend beyond myself to think, well, what about other people who may not feel as included? And yeah, it's sort of been a natural progression to just, I guess, keep cricket accountable to its own vision, which is to be a sport for all Australians. And I think I've helped them make sure that they really live true to that, all minority groups included. And while trans athletes weren't explicitly excluded, there wasn't a formal pathway for them to play at all levels our great game in this country. So Cricket Australia did deliver their community and elite trans inclusion guidelines in 2019, and we were the first major sport to do that. And to be a leader like that, I think it's really special, something I'm very proud to be a part of. So a year later, 20 other major sports followed and launched their trans inclusion guidelines. So I'm really proud that cricket was able to lead the way in that regard, and I just continue to encourage all involved in the game of cricket to make sure that we take that opportunity to continue to be leaders. And I think it's been wonderful to see how cricket has transformed to be a place for everybody.
Following on from the trans inclusion aspect and your contribution, in 2013 you became the first female international cricketer to publicly come out as gay, and you documented that in your memoir Fair Game. How difficult or empowering was that decision at the time?
Yeah, I was nervous about it. I remember the moment where I was like, I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to talk publicly about my relationship with my partner, Lindsay Askew, at the time. And now we've since become married and we have two children together. So yeah, it was me understanding that while I was being vocal about inclusion, I was holding back within myself, and I wasn't being all of myself in all situations, and that didn't sit right with me personally. And I felt like to reach my full potential, I needed to be able to be free to be all of myself, and so I did take that leap, maybe just, you know, for myself. I didn't think too much about the impact it might have on others. But I'm very happy to see that others have followed and been able to be their true selves publicly within my sport. And, you know, even around the world, I've seen other female cricketers being able to be all of who they are publicly. And I think that's just wonderful for their own well-being, but then also to help encourage others or to make it easier for others who follow. So, yeah, it's so cool to see that it's just not really a thing anymore, and people don't really catch their breath and, you know, think, am I going to actually come out? I think they do it so sort of seamlessly now, like they may appear with a partner at an event, or they might post something on social media just casually on a weekend, you know, and I think that's really cool that it's not such a big deal to do that. Sadly, it is still going to be quite a huge deal for some, whether they don't feel supported within their family or supported within their sport. So the more and more we can have those out role models and have these role models sparking conversations, I think it's just going to make all of Australian society more inclusive. But yeah, I'm very pleased to have done that, mainly because of the life it's allowed me to lead and all the positive things that have come from taking that step.
What would you say to a young queer athlete who's a bit afraid of coming out that might cost them a career?
At the end of the day, most sports have shown their inclusion, and that when people have taken that step, it's been a positive thing. So, yeah, I think just always, you know, not to feel pushed to do anything that you're not comfortable to do. But I guess I would say that for me, it's been the best thing to just be your true self, and it's allowed others to show their support. And by far, there's so many more supportive people than non-supportive people.
Alec, Hall of Famer, trailblazer, role model, what do you hope your legacy in sport ultimately is?
That I was a really good teammate, and that I helped change my sport for the better, and helped them create positive change for inclusion.
And you march in the 2015 Sydney Mardi Gras Parade. Will you be taken to the streets with your wife, Lindsay, and the kids this Saturday? Maybe, maybe not. You've just had a little one, so maybe not the right time.
I've just had my son, Jude, who's just 2 months, and then our daughter, Edie's 4 years old. We're not going to be in the parade this year, but I wouldn't rule it out for the future.
Wonderful. Because, of course, Alex, congratulations on being the first Cricket Australia representative in the Sydney Mardi Gras Parade.
That was really good fun. I can't remember the exact year, but I did lead, I think, behind the Dykes on Bikes, who usually open the parade. But yeah, it was a really great time where sport was very, very prominent in their sort of work towards eradicating homophobia in their various sports. So yeah, I was a part of it in that year.
Awesome. And about 10 years later, and now is sport is like part and parcel of the Mardi Gras Festival, with Fair Day and all the inclusive sports, Lifesavers with Pride, the rugby, the wet ones, taking part in the parade, which is really awesome. Even dragon boat racing.
Yeah, I know. You can't hold them back. It's too much fun. You don't want to miss out on it. So it's wonderful to see a continuing presence of sport in the parade each sport working towards more and more equity and inclusion within their own sporting context.
Well, Alex Blackwell, Australian Cricket Hall of Fame inductee, champion and trailblazer for LGBTQL+ rights in Australian sports. Thank you so much for joining us on Game On.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful. That was Alex Blackwell, Australian Cricket Hall of Fame inductee, 68th member and the 14th woman, which is absolutely fantastic. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.